Okay, Marei Rabotai, we're beginning the sugyas of Kufyut Beis, Kufyut Gimel, which are the dinim of Pas Akum, followed by the dinim of Bishal Akum. The Mishnah Lamed Heyam Beis tells us that there are certain things which Chazal asered, but are not asered b'hana'ah. They include the milk of Goyim, Pas, Shemen. There was a kula on shemen, and then shlakos. And then shlakos means bishulei nachrim. That's shlakos. In other words, as Rashi comments, that there's no iser in the food. The food has kosher ingredients. Nonetheless, it's aser mishum bishulei nachrim. Now, it's worth noting that the Gemara on Lamed Hei Amud Beis tells us that pas is aser mishum chasnus. There is a discussion in the Gemara about whether Rabbi Yehuda HaNasi ever permitted pas. Once upon a time, Rabbi Yehuda HaNasi went to a town, and he said something about, wow, such beautiful bread. So everyone thinks Rabbi Yehuda HaNasi was matir bread, but no, zok the Gemara, Rabbi Yehuda HaNasi was not matir bread. Maybe he was matir pas palter, and maybe he's only matir at b'makum she'im palter Yisrael. Maybe he's only matir at besoda. Maybe he was not matir at all. You get an impression from the Gemara that nothing is clear. The maskon of the Gemara seems to be that Rabbi Yehuda HaNasi was not matir pas, but nonetheless, then the Gemara has a whole discussion. Well, maybe it's matir besoda. Maybe it's matir b'makum she'im palter Yisrael. This is one of the things that motivates Tosfos on Daf Lamed Zayin Amud Beis to tell us that even if Rabbi Yehuda HaNasi was not matir pas, subsequently in Judaism, there was a kula that was placed on the pas. Now, this is the way the sugyas are understood according to the Rabbeinu Tam, which means as follows. Rabbeinu Tam tells me in Lamed Zayin Amud Beis that pas and shlakos are two separate gezeros. According to the Rabbeinu Tam, originally they asered pas. Then later on, According to the Rabbeinu Tam, originally they asered shlakos. They did not make a gezera on pas originally, because pas isn't shayichasna so much. If someone cooks a good steak for me, I'm more likely to marry them than if they bake me bread. Later on, they asered pas. Even though the Mishnah has passed before shlakos, nonetheless, according to the Rabbeinu Tam, shlakos was a original gezera, and pas came later. And they are two separate gezeras in Gansen. And later on, they were mekel on pas. The kula of pas came up later on, and they were never mekel on the din of. They were never mekel on the din of shlakos. That's the way Rabbeinu Tam learns. Therefore, according to the Rabbeinu Tam, what emerges is that because pas and shlakos are two separate gezeras, so what you need to do is, you need to make Erev Tavshilin both with bread and with a cooked dish. Because Ein Ofin El Ha'afoy Mevashin El Ha'mevushal, right? However Erev Tavshilin works, that when I have Yontiv that goes into Shabbos, so the din is I'm not allowed to be Mechin from Yontiv of Shabbos. Ayde Erev Tavshilin I'm allowed to, based on some magic, however that works, Ayin the Sugya in Mesechas Psachim. But do I need bread and cooked food for Erev Tavshilin? So Rabbeinu Tam says, absolutely. Because according to the Rabbeinu Tam, bread and Tavshil are two separate gezeris, like we see here in Meseches Avodah Zarah. Memela, I need both bread and cooked food. That's the Rabbeinu Tam Shita. The Ri is a nephew of the Rabbeinu Tam, and the Ri said, my uncle is wrong. And even though the Gemara in Beitza says, in Ofen Elah Ha'Ofoy, in Mevashen Elah Ha'Mevushal, that Gemara is according to Rabbi Eliezer. Rabbi Eliezer is Shamuti. We don't paskin like Rabbi Eliezer. Rabbi Eliezer is either a Talmud of Shammai, or Rabbi Eliezer was put in Cherim, whatever it is. So because I don't paskin like Rabbi Eliezer, so me'ikar hadin, tapshul's enough. You don't need pas also. Afilu hachi, Tosis concludes, lomlo ani libi lachlo galdivrei dodi. Even though I think that all you need is cooked food, and you don't need pas and tapshul, but lomlo ani libi lachlo galdivrei dodi, I didn't have the guts to argue with my uncle, right? It would cause like bad family politics, he was scared, whatever it is. So he says, I'm not going to argue on my uncle. That's the shita of the reed. Now, L'cha'ira, the Rabbeinu Tam and the Ri are arguing fundamentally whether Pas and Shlakos are one gezerah or two separate gezeros. Now, there is like a little bit of a wrinkle, which is that within the historical progression approach, that according to Rabbeinu Tam, first the Isra is on Shlakos, then the Isra is on Pas, the Ramban and the Ran quote the same thing, that there's a historical progression, but they say a punkt vakert. They say that the original gezeira was on pas, and the subsequent gezeira was on shlakos. Okay, I mean, be it as it may, I think those are details, but lemaisa, if I'm saying that there's a historical progression, and at first one gezeira was imposed, and the next one, so we could argue that they are two separate gezeiras. We could also argue that pas was mutter in the sense of they were matir the pas, that the Chachamim got rid of the gezera of pas. That's the way the Yerushalmi writes. The Yerushalmi's nusach over here is that's mihilachos shal im amum. It was like confusing halachos and amdu aleihem ubitluha. They were mevatalet. You get an impression that that's because there were two separate gezeiros, and at some point the Chachamim felt, you know what, we can't have this gezeira of pas anymore, it's too difficult, al halechem yichya ha'adam, but right, there's no such pasuk, right? The pasuk says, lo al halechem yichya ha'adam, but the Rishonim say, al halechem yichya ha'adam. It's interesting that the Bach writes, by the way, that the reason why we're meko on chadash is because al hashechar yichya ha'adam. Right? Next time you had a man say there, you could say the Shtikl Torah of the Bach. But the idea of Al Halechem Yichya Ha'odom sounds like they were makel on it specifically because they needed a kula. Specifically because they needed a kula. It's a special bittel. And you have to say that even though the Gemara says they weren't mevatalit, at some point later in history they were. Even though the Gemara Lamed Hay says that Rebbe wasn't mevatalit, but some Bezdin, at some point later on, was Mevatalet. That's the way the Rabbeinu Tam will learn. Of course, there's another Mahalach. The other Mahalach is that Pas and Shlakos is fundamentally the same Gezeira. Narvas, how come we have kulas by pas that we don't have by shlakos? That's because the Gemara on Lamed Zayin in Avodah Zarah says that you can't make a gezeira unless it's nispashet b'chol hatzibur. Who really has power? The rabbis of the Balabatim. Right? So the rabbis can make any gezeira. Turn off the tape, right? And we can get in trouble. But I'm leaving the rabbinate, so it's safe. The real power, the Gemara says, is in goyzen gezeira elamen kei hatzibi chodom lamed bo. There's a thing called hispashtus hagezeira. When exactly I judge hispashtus hagezeira, I don't know. That's like one of the great mysteries in Judaism. But it could be the Chazal make a gezeira and it never took effect. So the gezeira of Pas and Shlakos were made at the same time. It's the same gezeira fundamentally. However, the gezeira on Pas never spread. The gezeira never spread in the sense of there were certain mekomos that never took it in. The gezeira of shlakos spread everywhere. The gezeira of pas never spread. Right? That's another mahalach. And that mahalach would sound like fundamentally pas and shlokos are the same thing. If we open the book of Shulchan Aruch, so this issue seems to be a machlokes between the Shach and the Taz. In Se'if Beis, it says that there are certain makomos where they're make on pas mi nachtum ha'ovi kochavim when there's no nachtum Yisrael. That's what it says in Kuf Yud Beis Se'if Beis. Why not? Zuck the Taz. How come we're make on pas? So Taz writes, because Gezeres ha'pas, when this pashet b'chol ha'makomos b'shasha gazru. The Taz writes, the Gezer of pas never spread. Shach, Sivkat and Vav, disagrees. Shach says the reason we're make on pass is because Al HaPas, Yechiyah HaAdam. It's Chagi Nefesh, like the Yerushalmi says. And therefore, we're make on pass. But that means that the Shach and the Taz L'Cha'ora are disagreeing fundamentally as to whether pass and Shlokos is the same Gezera, or is it a different Gezera, where they made it at the same time or at different times. Another inyan that might be totally on this, again, perhaps, what we're saying today is not mukhrach, but okay, it's so good to help us remember stuff. Gemara Lamed Hayom Beis, in the middle of that discussion of Pas Akum, the Gemara says that Aivu have a mankis or achol pas abei matzri. Aivu is eating pas by the border. Amalahu Rava Vitim Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchak Lo Tishdoil Minei Da Aivu. Right? Don't talk with Aivu de ka achol lachma de armoi. Because Aivu is eating Goyish bread. The pashtus in this Gemara is that if someone is mezalzel in the takanos of Chachamim, you can't quote Shmuel's mipiv. Aivu was mezalzel in the takanos of Chachamim. He's eating pas by the border. And therefore, don't listen to Aivu. Don't listen to Aivu because he's eating treif bread. He's not entitled to say halachos. The Rabbi Nochanan says something along these lines. Rabbi Nochanan sounds like that you're not allowed to talk to Aivu, because Aivu is mamish in Chayrim. He's in Chayrim because, again, he's not listening to the rabbis. Now, what was Aivu thinking? What was Aivu thinking when he's eating the Pas Akum by the border? So the Meiri writes over here that there's a Gemara Lamed Aleph. It's one of my favorite sugyas in Judaism, called Sheikhar Akum. Sheikhar Akum is that there's an iser to drink beer in a Goyish-owned establishment. The Rama understands in Kuf Yadala that it doesn't apply to beer, it applies...
Establishment equals house, building.
Establishment means a non-Jewish-owned institution, a pub, if
but
it's Goyish.
House is not part of this gazer.
So a house would be part of the gazer. Also, I'm not allowed to drink...
That's not an institution. What do we mean by institution?
It's a home.
A home is also an institution.
Right?
Okay.
A Goyisha-owned...
A building owned by a Goy.
Domicile. Is that a better word?
Yes.
Okay. Okay. So you're not supposed to drink Sheikhar over there. Now, what Sheikhar is, the Rambam says Sheikhar is only Sheikhar Tamarim, which is like mead. Others disagree with the Rambam. And say no. The Gra and the Pri Chodesh say that anything that's alcoholic is included. The Pesach Yitzchak quotes from the Chochmas Adam a possibility that you shouldn't drink in the Kofahizer. Kofahizer is a fancy way of saying coffee houses. Because it's considered the Isser Sheikhar Akum. The Isser Sheikhar Akum is that we're worried, right? Like we know, bar culture, right? Bar culture is a concern. Mishum Chasnas. You're going to hang around with the goyim. You might come to marry one of them. I think that's why people go to bars. Now you go to bars to flirt. Isn't that the minhag olam? Right? So, you're not supposed to go to a bar because we're worried it will lead to intermarriage, which kayadua might even be worse than mixed dancing. Now, here's the thing. Maybe you can tie an intermarriage is mixed dancing. No? Because Mustam, they dance at the wedding. And it's mixed, Jews and Goyim. I don't know. Yeshla'ayim. These are difficult sugyas. But the point is, the Gemara tells us on Lamed Aleph, in the sugya Shechar Akum, that you just can't drink the beer in the Goyisha establishment. I could go to a bar and buy a beer and take it outside and drink it. Aivu Mistama felt that the Isser of Shechar Akum and the Isser of Pas Akum are very similar, or they're the same. They're both Mishum Chasnus, and therefore, if I go to the border, it's okay. No? He's at the border. He's right by the Soda. That's where Aivu is drinking it. And the reason why it is mutter according to Aivu is because just like the Isser of Shechar Akum is mutter at the border, the Isser of Pas Akum is also mutter at the border. Meaning, l'cha'ayra, that the Isser of Pas is not what I would call an Isser Cheftza. I'd say the Isser of Pas is an Isser Gavra. Right? The Cheftza of the beer doesn't become treif because I purchase it from a Goyisha establishment. I'm not allowed to drink the beer in... Hi, Rabbi Penner. I'm just in the middle of giving shir now. Perfect. Okay, Koto, bye-bye. So Aivu thinks that the Isser of Shechar Akum and the Isser of Pas Akum is one and the same, and they're both what we would call an Isser Gavra rather than Isser Cheftza. So Mamela, when I go outside, it's mutter. The Gemara says, no, Aivu, you're wrong. Aivu, you're wrong. Right? And don't listen to Aivu. So the Me'iri over here quotes that there are certain mekomos where people would drink where people would eat Pas Akum outside of the guy's house. Which sounds like Aivu. However, the Me'iri says it's wrong, which is L'cha'ayra, the Hemsheikh HaGemara. Now, it is possible that Isser Gavra can mean that it's mutter when I go outside. But it's also possible that I could have some in-between layers. In other words, just because I disagree with Aivu doesn't mean that it's automatically an Isser Cheftza. It could be it's an Isser Gavra of broader scope. No? And this is by Shechar Akum. This is only in the Goyisha-owned establishment. Could be Pas Akum remains an Isser Gavra, but it's an Isser Gavra that's a little bit broader. You see, on the one hand, Pas has a leniency because Al Halechem Yechiyah Adam. On the other hand, because Pas is so essential, it could be it's more of a stringency. No? You can't live without bread. So on the one hand, that leads to leniency. Oh my gosh, you might die. On the other hand, because you need it, so therefore it's more likely to lead to Kirav Hadas, and you could hear why Chazal made the Gezerah on Pas, because it's the most important food. Well, this is probably the Machlokes between the Rabbeinu Tam and the Ramban that we quoted earlier, where the Gezerah of Pas preceded the Gezerah of Shlakos or came after the Gezerah of Shlakos. If Pas comes first, the Pshat is the Chazal felt we should make a Gezerah on Pas right away. Pas is the most likely thing to be Gozer on because everyone needs Pas. On the other hand, you could say that because everyone needs it, so Chazal recognized the necessity and they decided to make the Gezerah later. But what I'm trying to say is that although by Shechar Akum, we could say that Chazal felt we could be mako on it when you're right outside of the establishment, maybe by Pas we'll disagree with Aivu. I'll say when you're right outside of the establishment, that's too much of a pirza. We'll still have kulos by Pas, because Pas is still an Isser Gavra, but it might be an Isser Gavra of broader scope than Shechar.
What cool is, if not that?
What?
What other clothes would be common than Isser Gavra?
So, well, yeah. Wait, we'll get there. But the Yesod is, I'm just saying that the fact that we don't accept Aivu does not automatically mean that Pas is an Isser Chefza. That's my basic point. Good? Oh. Now, hey, Jakey asks, what are the other kulas that might relate to being an Isser Gavra? So I have a few. I have a few kulas. One kula might be, Rabbi Ganek has in his sefer the following idea, that in Se'if Tesvav, it says, and this is the end of the Tosfos on Lamed Hey Amid Beis, right? Sif Tesvav says that if I'm careful about Pas Akum, I'm allowed to eat with you, even though you're not careful about Pas Akum. We can eat on the same plate. In their times, the plate was hot. If I'm eating on the same plate, l'cha over, that means that there's going to be Blias Kalim. Says Rabbi Ganek, the idea is that we're not choshish on the din of Blias Kalim by Pas Akum. That's his understanding. Okay, nice, elegant, right? As opposed to Bishal Akum, where there is Blias Kalim, that's the end of Simen Kuf Yud Gimel. Now, the Kalim that a goy cooks in, so some say it needs Hechsher, some say it doesn't need Hechsher. Even if you hold it needs Hechsher, we could be making Kli Cheres. But that's the last din in Kuf Yud Gimel. Meaning, there's an opinion that Bishal Akum requires Hechsher Kalim. Says Rabbi Ganek, there's no such opinion that Pas Akum requires Hechsher Kalim. And that's because Pas Akum is fundamentally an Isser Gavra rather than an Isser Hefza. That's Rabbi Ganek's Mahalach. Now, if you look in our dear beloved friend, the Chalkas Binyamin, we're trying to make new friends as this man goes on, so that we shouldn't be lonely. But if you look in the Chalkas Binyamin, he understands, and he quotes that most Achrenim say like this, that Se'if Tesvav in Kuf Yud Beis is a hemshech of Se'if Yud Dalet in Kuf Yud Beis. Se'if Yud Dalet in Kuf Yud Beis basically says that there's a din of bittul, according to most bittul b'roiv, by Pas Akum. So therefore, kutach. Kutach is some sort of milchiga salad dressing that you have pas that's thrown into it. It's going to be mutter because it is bittul b'roiv. Says Rabbi Chalkas Binyamin, that maybe in Se'if Tesvav, I'm not meko in Gansin on Blias Kalem by Pas Akum. I'm not saying that Pas Akum is fundamentally an Isser Gavra, but rather it's an Isser Chefza with less Chumra than other Isserei Chefza. It's an Isser Chefza that's going to be Bato Barayiv, and when I'm allowed to eat with the guy who's not Zahir in Pas Akum, the Pshat is just because it's out to Bito. But I look in the Badi HaSholchan, Sif Katin Kuf Mem Beis Kuf Mem Gimel Kasavnu Tam Heter Zemishin Shir Pas Akum Betela Baroiv Betavshu. And the Rama says that you're not allowed to do it L'chatchila, so therefore L'chatchila you're not supposed to eat the same plate with the guy, etc. Same plate with the guy who's not Zoyin Pas Akum. That's what the, but Rabbi Ganek really takes this Isser Gavra versus Isser Chefza seriously. Rabbi Ganek argues that the reason why Bishal Akum is an Isser Chefza and Pas Akum is an Isser Gavra is because by Bishal Akum there are two reasons why it's Usser. Tosfos asks Astira in Rashi. Tosfos on Lamed Ches asks Astira in Rashi. Rashi says that the reason for the Isser of Bishal Akum is because Shema Yachilenu Dover Tummy. Taisus argues, he says, V'yosa ha'yanir alafarish mishum chasnus. In other words, Rashi tainus that there's a din of Shema Yachilanu Dover Tummy by Bishal Akum. Now, if there's a chshash that there's going to be some tarifus in the food, So it's more likely that's an Isser Chefza. So Bishakim is an Isser Chefza. Pass is not an Isser Chefza, says Rabbi Ganek, because pass, there's no concern of Shema Yachilenu Davar Tamei. And this is Judaism according to Rabbi Ganek. Right? That pass and Bishul are fundamentally different. According to our Havana, this can only be said within Das Rabbeinu Tam Ran, Ramban, that there are two different gezeiros. If you hold that it's one gezeira, nar vas pass never spread as far as Bishul spread, so then it's unreasonable to say that they would have fundamentally different contours. It's unreasonable to say that the same gezeira is going to be an Isser Gavra by Pass and Isser Chefza by Bishul.
Those days are saying that Mamish is two different gezeiras. They're not just saying that it happened at the same time. They're saying that Mamish is the same gezeira, sorry?
I assume if it happened at the same time, and the only reason why Pass was Mutter is because the Isser never spread. So it sounds like it's fundamentally the same thing. Narvas, the Isser only got here, it didn't get there. No? It could have been that the Isser Bishul also wouldn't have spread. There's no Kula bypass over Bishul. It's just a Mitzis, whether it's spread. I mean, you're saying that the Gezeiros were at the same time. But if the Gezeiros at the same time, it's two separate Gezeiros, so then I could still use the lashon of that they were mevatel one, not the other. I could still say al halachem yichya ha'adam. Right? What we're lining up is that the kula bypass. By the way, it's in Rabbi Ganek Sefer Chelik Beisim, page 199. What we're lining up is that whether or not there was a formal bittul on the iser. Whether there's a form of bittul or whether it just never spread, l'cha'ira, depends on whether it's a separate iser.
I mean, you can't say there's a form of bittul because then it would mevatel both. That's
right. I think that's correct. Other nafkaminos, whether pas and bishul are the same or different. So the shach in sifkatin aleph. Shach and Safkat and Aleph points out that there's a machlokas between the Rambam and the Ran. How am I magdir pas akum? Can it be pas akum if a Jew makes it? So the Ran tainas that the dinim of pas are totally in the bailus of the goy. The Rambam says the dinim of pas are totally on the afiyah of a goy. And the Shach points out that this is a big machlokas. And Shulchan Aruch sounds like a pasuk like the Rambam, not like the Ran. Now, let's just go slowly. Bishul Akum L'cha'ora is totally on the cooking of the guy. It's not totally on the ownership of the material. When the Ran is splitting between them, the Ran L'cha'ora is saying that Pas and Bishul are separate gezeiros. As opposed to the Rambam, who perhaps is saying it's the same gezeira, or maybe it's different gezeiros, Pas and Bishul are different gezeiros, but they have the same type of contour, it's both based on the Maisa. But the Ran is clearly saying that they are two separate gezeiros. No, it's a completely different definition of how I am magdir pas or how magdir bishul. A magdir pas based on ownership. A magdir bishul based on the maisa of cooking. That's what the Ran says. Clearly a separate gezeira. Now, it is a little bit hard to understand why it would be usur because of the ownership. L'chor, if it's a din of chasnus. So chasnus means you went out of my way. Oh, I love you so much. Lovey, lovey, lovey. Right? That's a chor chasnus. No? You made me gevaldik of bread. Let's get married. Right? I don't know if the bailus on the stuff really...
Maybe it's not really only a gift and you're giving from yourself. You have to be sacrificing something. But I'm not actually giving anything. If you give me the materials to cook, I don't really do anything.
I spent hours sweating in front of a hot oven.
Didn't cost me anything. I have to buy anything for you. It's sacrifice on my part, so therefore...
Who's doing more? I mean, like...
I thought idea was if they're sharing a meal, and sharing a meal means that they view each other as comrades and as, like, brethren, and
but
then
the
you marry their family.
But the din of Pas Akum is not about sharing a meal. Pas Akum is, even if I take the Goyish bread to my house, and I have a meal with only Jews who are wearing strimals, right? Nonetheless, it's an Isser Pas Akum. Right? That's what Pas Akum is. So Lecha'ora, I don't know if I could say it like you. I'm just arguing that I don't understand the Ran. The Ran's din, that the Hagdara of Pas is based on the Lisha and the Aricha, etc. Right, it's based on the Bailos. That just doesn't sound correct.
The way Rabbi Eich wanted to say it when we were learning earlier this morning was that according to the Ran, Pas is subject to both Gezeiros. Like there's an Isser called Bishul Akum. Maybe I misunderstood what he was saying.
You say that Pas is both
Bishul Akum, and then in addition, there's something called Pas Akum, which has the additional Chumrah.
If the guy bakes it, it's Usser. And it's also Usser if the guy owns it.
Even if the Jew bakes it. So it just sounds like it's an extra Chumrah that exists by Pas, that exists in addition to all the other regular Isurim, associate, and parameters of...
I mean, I'm learning the Shach the way the Mata Yehonasan on the side of the Shulchan Aruch learns it. Mata Yehonasan on the side of the Shulchan Aruch writes within the Ran, Kishe HaKemach Shal Yisrael Raka Oved Kol Chavim Losh Ve'Arach Lo Nesar HaIsa Mishum Pas Akum.
Right,
in other words, the Ran, if it's Jewish owned flour, even though a guy bakes it, so
bakes
it's not usher. Lush v'arach needs it, sets it up, bakes it, does a maisa on the pass.
But baking is very different from kneading and setting. What does he say?
Again, if anything, the kneading, the lush v'arach is more of a maisa than the baking. I thought you were trying to say that according to the Ran, pass is more chamor than bishul, in the sense of by pass, it can be usser if the Jew bakes it, or it could be usser if the guy bakes it, or it could be usser even if the Jew bakes it, but it's gayisha flour, or gayisha lisha naricha. Right? I'm using flour and lisha naricha the same interchangeably.
I mean, owning the flour and lisha naricha
is the same thing.
But then the Matzah Yehonah.
Dafka Hecha Shakemach Sha'ove Kochavim is when there's Ikruve Daite. That's where I think that's what the Matzah Yehonah says. Ikruve Daite.
Oh,
right? Ikruve Daite is only when it's owned by a guy.
But the kneading and the Lisha Nericha is not going to result in Ikruve Daite.
If it's Jewish owned, right?
If it's Jewish owned. But what if, and it doesn't matter who bakes it in that situation, because again, as Rebbe wants to
correct.
Say, the baking is...
Baking, I think, is like anti-climax. Like the Iker, I think the Iker mice of making bread, think about it, how much time do you spend kneading the dough, preparing the dough, how much time do you spend...
Understood, but didn't the Shach, when he was setting the run, I don't have it in front of me, I brought the wrong volume, say... This is Aleph?
Yeah.
Yeah. getting to see the Beis Yosef before I comment more.
Okay. I mean, I'm just... The point is, we could argue that if there are different Hagdoras of the Isurim, it would seem like Pas and Bishul are two separate things. That's my basic... that's my basic formulation. The big nafgamina over here is the Prima Godim and Mishpitzos Sifkat and Gimel. For some reason, by the way, this is the last siman that we have Prima Godim on, no? There's no Prima Godim on Kuf Yud Gimel. The last siman with Prima Godim is Kuf Yud Beis. Prima Godim, Mishpitzos Sifkat and Gimel discusses, is there a kula of Eino Ola al Shulchan Melachim by Pas? We know that by Bishul, if it is not Choshev Bishul, if it's Bishul that's not Ola al Shulchan Melachim, it's Mutter. What about Pas that's not Ola al Shulchan Melachim? Is that going to be Mutter? So the Prima Godim says, in his opinion, absolutely not. The kula of Eila Shulchan Melachim is only by Bishul. The kula of Palter is only by Pas, and never the twain shall meet. It's like two different, it's two different things, two totally different things. That's what the Prima Godim ends on. However, in Sifkat and Yud Beis of the Chalkas Bin Yamin, he quotes that there are Cholkim who say that there's a kula of Eino Ola Shulchan Melachim by Pas. Rabbi Simon, in his article in Beis Yitzchak, volume 32, Rabbi Simon is medayik from the Gra in Os Dalid, that the Gra holds that there is no iser of pas when it's not ole al shulchan melachim. The Rama writes that what?
How would pas not be ole al shulchan melachim?
Well, I could have bread that's mixed with bran, pumpernickel, yucky bread. That's not ole al shulchan melachim. The Rama writes that pas of kitniyos, ores, and dochen is not pas. That the Mechaber writes pas of ores, kitniyos, and dochen is not pas. And the Rama adds, and it's not olal shulchan melachim. If it's not olal shulchan melachim. One could read the Rama. Now the Rama is saying that pas could be usser, even though it's not eilal shulchan melachim. Alternatively, you could read the Rama. Now the Rama is saying that pas of eiris and doichin is never eilal shulchan melachim, and that's why it's mutter. Meaning that eiris and doichin is not pas; it has a din of bishul, and because it has a din of bishul, that's why there's a kula of not eilal shulchan melachim. Rabbi Simon's understanding that the Gra is saying that pas of Orez, Dochen, etc. has enough of a din of pas that there is has enough of a din of pas that pas, oris, and doichen remains pas, and it's going to be mutter because it's not olal shulchan melachim. I'm not 100% sure if Rabbi Simon's diuk is so stark now that I'm looking at the Gra again. When that article in Beis Yitzchak, volume 32, Rabbi Simon says it like this.
Rabbi Eich said that Rabbi Wiederblank had an Avni Nezer.
So the Avni Nezer in Siman Zadi Beis Ozayin, the Avni Nezer Beferish says that pas akum is going to have the kula of eino ola al shulchan malachim. That's b'feish and Avni Nezer. I was just trying to say that Rabbi Simon Tainas, that the Gon holds this way also. Obviously, this issue, you know, depends on our Hakira, whether Pas and Bishul are fundamentally the same, or they're fundamentally different. The Chokas Binyamin in Sivkotin Yud Beis wants to be machmir on this question.
Where are the Chokas Binyamin?
In Sivkotin Yud Beis, number 12. Let's go back. Right, we're declaring whether Pas and Bishul are one Isser, the same Isser, or whether they're two different Isserim. This question might depend on a more fundamental issue, which is that there's a steer in the Gemaras about why Pas is Isser. Lamed Hei Amed Bei sounds like Pas is Stamazai Isser Mishum Chasnus. The Gemara Lamed Zayin sounds like passes Usser out Avodah Zarah. Now, we could say that on some level it's not a stira, because the Isser of Chasnus itself is Usser out Avodah Zarah. V'kara lucha, right? V'chalta mizivcho, that if you're going to marry the daughters of the foreign nations, you're going to end up eating their food. Right, and you're going to end up v'zonu b'nosa v'acharei Eloheihem, right? You're going to end up being Ovid Avodah Zarah. So we could have said that it is one and the same. Nonetheless, there's a whole literature dealing with what is a perceived stira between the Gemaras, whether the Isser of Pas is out Chasnus, or whether the Isser of Pas is out Avodah Zarah. Ad heichan hadvar megiyim, that the Shach and Sivkotin, this Shach and Sivkotin Beis is Mitzayin stuff that he said in Sivkotin, stuff that he says in Simon Kufchav Gimon, Kufchav Dalid, where the Shach holds that there's no Isser Bishule, there's no Isser, excuse me, let me be careful, there's no Isser of Pas Nochrim by Goyim who are not Ovid Avodah Zarah. Let's say you have Yishmaelah. Right, Yishmaelim are not Ovid Avodah Zarah. Says the Shach in Sivkotin Beis, in his opinion, there is no din of Pas Nochrim by Goyim who are not Ovid Avodah Zarah. That obviously is taking the Avodah Zarah perspective very seriously. Now, the Avni Nezer in that same Tshuva Simin Sadi Beis, the Avni Nezer, I think this is no skim or no stalid, the Avni Nezer says, what are you talking about? What are you talking about? It's not... The Shach doesn't sound like he's correct. This issue, as to whether Pas Akum is Aser Alts Avodah Zarah Alts Chasnus, Becha'ora should depend on another question. Let's say I have a Yisrael Mummer. Is the Pas Akum of the Yisrael Mummer going to be Mutter or Aser? So the Pischei Tshuva here in Sivkatan Aleph quotes from the Tiferes LeMoshe that Pas of a Mummer is Mutter because there's no din of Chasnus. You're allowed to marry the daughter of a Mummer. There's no din of Chasnus. The Pischei Tshuva in Simen Kuf Yud Gimel, the Pischei Tshuva in Simen Kuf Yud Gimel, Aser is the Bishul of a Mummer. Again, that would lead in the direction of Rabbi Ganek that fundamentally Pas and Bishul are the same thing. But one second, dude, hold it. The Pischei Tshuva's Meiko on the Pass of a Mummer. Why are you Meiko on the Pass of a Mummer? L'chor you Meiko because there's no din of Chasnus, right? If the Isser of Pass is based on Avodah Zarah, so then we would say that even by a Mummer, there's a concern that they might lead you astray with their Deus Kozvos. No? What we're trying to argue now is a funny thing. And it's entirely possible that pas has an additional stringency that bishul does not have, called avodah zar. Nowhere in the bishul akum sugyas do I see a concern of avodah zara. The shach has a kula that pas akum is going to be mutter if you're not over avodah zara, right? That kula might lead to a chumra by a mummer against the Pesachei Tshuva. And that chumra / kula, whatever it is, that avodah zara thing would be another reason to distinguish between pas and bishul. Because by bishul, I don't see the avodah zara angle kihuzet. And I think that is another way to skin the cat. I should note, by the way, and that true of the Avni Nezer, I have to break in a minute, but that true of the Avni Nezer, he tainas, then his opinion is an iser of chasnus, even on a mummer. You see, many Achron disagree with this Tiferes Lamoshe. Tiferes Lamoshe says, Pesachei Tshuva quotes, that the pas of a mummer is mutter. Right? No iser of chasnus. We could disagree and say, no, pas mummer is asar atzavo dezara. Alternatively, we could disagree, which is the approach that the Avni Nezer takes, that maybe there's an iser chasnus on a mummer. The only thing is that if the daughter is not a mummer, so the iser chasnus doesn't apply to her. It's ki'ilo there was like a geirus on the daughter. But kol zman that she's a mummer also, you're not allowed to marry her. There's an iser chasnus on the mummer. That's the approach that the Avni Nezer takes. And therefore, right, there's going to be an Isser Chasnus, again, against that Tiferes Lamoshe. Okay. Halacha Lameisa Pas Akum, we're machmir on during Aseres Yimei Tshuva, even Pas Palter. We're generally make on Pas Palter. Pashta says no one is make on Pas Balabatim. That's what it says in Shulchan Aruch Se'if Beis. Nonetheless, Shulchan Aruch Se'if Zayin. Sounds like there's going to be a Kula even by Pas Balabatim. Ayin Nekudas HaKesef, the way he tries to resolve these steerers is machlokes between the Rashba and the Ra'ah, whether Pas Akum is based on the Trilasa or Sofo, is it based on the Shas Asiyah, is it based on the Shas of giving it over? There's a lot more to say about this. Maybe we'll have to discuss it next time. I think we got the impression that we're not going to have Shiren Sunday. Is that the Maskana? So, Yitzhak Shema Monday, I might want to move into Kuf Yud Gimel stuff. More than Kuf Yud Beis, but maybe we'll talk about this Rashban also, just because they're cool.